Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
We're done at 10 in the morning, Frank. How about that?
We can go have a day like Rod. Well, we should meet Rod for lunch.
Usually when you work from 6 to 10, usually you're getting into the last hour at 9. Yes, I know the Chiefs play in Missouri.
I don't need to say it. There'll be a sounder soon. Should be a foul on you.
Already was.
The Chargers
one. No double jeopardy here.
You got the Chargers one, man. It was just so funny. John and Carlsbad calls in.
Brother, I'm trying.
The San Diego Chargers play in LA, and you're like, no, they play in Carson. Oh, no. You didn't get a foul. That needs to be a foul.
Oh, fine.
He draws the foul.
John can shoot 2 free throws somewhere. John, find a hoop. Go shoot 2 free throws. Rod's going to Spiro's and Coronado for lunch. You know, this week, Frank, it's a good week to go to Kraft Taco.
I'm sure it is.
Or have you? Have you been to Kraft Taco yet, Frank?
No. No, I have not.
No, they have not. Yes, Juan, that's the point of the joke, dude. LA Chargers playing it. Yes, we understand that. Get the Kraft Taco. That's already built in foul. That's your third of the day.
No, it's my second.
You get one for the Missouri thing.
I've played the sounder 3 times.
Oh, is that the third time?
I've played the sounder 3 times, but the second one was just to hear it again.
All right.
So I got 2. I picked up 5,000 in 2 days after going a month and a half without a single one.
You're like the enforcer in hockey. Yep. Hey, foul on one in the chat.
I am regressing here.
He draws the foul.
Foul on Juan for not understanding the joke about the Kraft Taco thing. Or about the LA Chargers thing. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973.
Go Aztecs just had the best idea.
We should have remote broadcast at Kraft Taco. That'd be great. It's a great idea. Only if you come hang out with us, Go Aztecs. Get yourself a taco. They usually sponsor our new lunchtime hour, so Gwen and Chris will have that. Our baseball coverage is brought to you by T-Mobile. It's presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Greg in Del Mar wants to weigh in. Greg, you're on the Brayden Suprenant Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning. Listen, a couple things. I want to talk about trades, and I also want to talk about Fernando's significant fall-off since he got busted for PEDs, I mean, I don't. Nobody's talking about it, but I mean, it's pretty glaring. But first, I think the biggest trade pieces the Padres have might be in Suarez and Dylan Cease. And obviously, those guys would go to a contender. But you know, Preller might be looking at a three-way trade with a non-contender in order to make something like that happen. What do you think?
Well, a couple of things. I appreciate the phone call, Greg. I mean, beginning of the season, Fernando didn't look like he'd been falling off at a gigantic rate. I mean, would you consider, Frank, the beginning of this year's season for Fernando like a huge drop-off from what he was before PEDs?
No, he was rolling.
He was rolling. So, this I think is more mental than anything else. So that's the Fernando thing. In terms of the trade pieces, again, the farm system for the Padres is valued very high by a lot of other organizations. I don't really care what MLB Pipeline says. I care what other organizations think. What those organizations think is what I care about, because that's the pieces you're going to have to trade. Those are the pieces. Those are the teams you're going to have to trade with. Now, here's the thing on Dylan Cease. Like, Dylan Cease hasn't had that great of a year. It's been an okay year. And he's a rental. So, I don't necessarily know if you're going to get too much out of a rental in Dylan Cease, who has not had a great year. If he wasn't a rental, I think teams would be more optimistic. Like, hey, maybe we could turn this guy around, and maybe next year will be even better, and we'll see what we got at the end of the season. But for a rental, like, when you trade for rentals, they're guys that are playing very, very well. Those are rental pieces. So from that perspective, I don't think so. Same thing with Suarez. Like, Suarez is okay, but you never really get a lot out of a closer. You never get a lot back in a trade for a closer. You get some back, but not a lot. So, and I don't think they need to part ways with both of those players in order to add players to the deal. I don't think it needs to get that complicated. They got enough in the minor leagues to add at the margins and build out the roster. But I like the phone call. I like where your head's at. I appreciate you joining us today, Greg and Del Mar. Let's talk about some of those other questions in that mailbag, Frank.
Let us do so.
So the last one we talked about is the hidden strength of the Padres organization. Some people said the bullpen in the chat. I don't think that's a hidden strength. I think most people know that the bullpen is very good.
Question number three. What is the likelihood of the Padres trading Luis Arraez?
I think low. Because I think the Padres value Luis Arraez more than a lot of organizations value Luis Arraez. And I don't think the Padres are going to get anything back in return that's worth trading Luis Arraez instead of just riding it out with Luis Arraez. I would consider it low. What did Dennis Lynn say?
I believe he said the same. That it's not really in their plans, but I agree with you as well. There's a reason why the guy is on four teams already in his career, and he's won three batting titles, because people aren't valuing what he can do and what he can bring. Now, I do think maybe there's a role change that he needs, whether it's a different position, whether it's something. I liked him hitting fourth that Sunday afternoon, but something needs to be done with Luis Arraez here, and I don't think it's a trade.
I don't think it's a trade either. Am I going to give him $15 million a year?
No.
At the end of the year? Probably not.
No.
I think there is value for Luis Arraez. I just don't think it's the value that a lot of teams see. I think the Padres value him a little bit more than probably a lot of organizations. I think that's going to make it easier for them to potentially bring him back during the offseason and not have to pay a fortune.
Yep.
Just because of that reason. Next question.
Do the Padres keep Cheats in left and target a DH at the deadline like Ozuna from the Braves?
I don't think the Braves are going to sell at the deadline. So I don't think Ozuna from the Braves is going to be going anywhere out of Atlanta. I think it would behoove the Padres, when they make a deadline deal and make a couple of them, that if they do get a couple of bats, I think they need to be players that could DH and play in the outfield or play another position. I don't think the Padres, and think, like David Macias said, he likes Gavin Cheats. He's just a little bit bigger. It's a little bit different for him in the outfield, but he likes Gavin Cheats in the outfield. He calls him a good outfielder. Now, in grand scheme of things, playing in the major leagues, you're going to be a good player. Mm-hmm. I think for outfield standards, he's probably not your best option to play in the outfield. I'd rather him be a DH. So for me, if you're going to trade for a bat or more than one, I think they need to go get players that can DH and play in the field at least a different position. So a guy like Osuna from the Braves is not going to be an asset, I think, for the Padres in that. I mean, he would help the Padres out, but I think you need a situation which Sheets can DH a lot and you can get an outfielder. So I think you got to have a couple of those. A couple of the players need to be able to be versatile.
Dennis Lynn's answer was Sheets has looked better out there since his face first crash, but the Padres would much prefer to add a left fielder and move Sheets back to being a DH, an occasional first baseman. So that was...
So we've been on the same page almost every answer so far.
More or less, yes.
Some of us know ball. Okay, here we go.
What are the chances the Padres retain a combination of Cease, King, and Suarez during the offseason? Not at the deadline, during the offseason.
I think it's like 50-50. And here's why. I think... It's because and the main reason is because Cease and Suarez are not, you know, they have potential holes there, right? Like Cease is not having a good year. Michael King they value a lot, and Robert Suarez, he's only leaving if he opts out. He might think he can't get the money. You know, he might not think he could get the money that like a top closer gets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he might not opt out. I think there's more likelihood of him opting out, but the fact that he's not a walkaway free agent, he has a chance to opt into his contract, I think raises the odds of potentially seeing more than just one of those guys back. I think the fact that Dylan Cease is having an at least in his standards a bad year gives the Padres an opportunity to bring him back on a smaller deal. And I think the fact that the Padres really value Michael King and want him long term obviously brings a situation where they bring back King. So I think King's back. If I had to pick out of the three, who's back? I'm putting all my eggs mostly in the Sheets, or sorry, in the King basket. I think the Padres re-sign him. I think there's a chance the Padres sign Cease on a little bit lesser of a deal, like kind of a prove-it deal, almost like the deal that
Walker Buehler got.
Yeah, or like Blake Snell with the Giants, maybe not that kind of level money, but still like something like that where you can bring him back for a year. And I still think there's a slim chance that Suarez doesn't opt out of his deal. I still think he probably opts out. But with all of those, I give it about a 50-50 shot that you got King and one of the other of those two guys coming back in 2026.
Dennis Lynn's response was King's weird injury might have increased the chances of him staying, but for now, I would put those odds at 50-50. Suarez will be 35 next season, and he's had elbow issues in the past. The Padres would be wise to let him explore free agency. And Dylan Cease is a Scott Boras client who every team could use. So, in other words, he is almost certainly gone.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't really re-sign him on a big deal anyway, because I don't think he's necessarily going to help anybody.
No, and I think, honestly, with what we've seen this year, I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
No, I'd let him walk, for
sure. The Dodgers destroyed him. Like, they broke him, unfortunately. Last question here before we hit the break. How sustainable is the Padres pitching situation if King nor Darvish return anytime soon?
Not very sustainable.
Agreed.
They'd have to get like a Zach Eflin. They'd have to try to finagle one of the Diamondbacks pitchers out of there or go get a set. I like the idea of going to get Seth Lugo back as a rental, but you'd have to go get two pitchers. I mean, right now, if you only get one of these guys back, it'd be nice to add one arm. You can add a fringe arm, and like a Tyler Molly, right, from Texas, mm-hmm. if they decide to sell, or Zach Eflin of Baltimore, you know. But if you don't get either of those guys back, then you definitely got to add multiple starting pitchers and some potential bats. Now, here's the thing. I think if they knew that one of those guys wasn't coming back, they would have been asking around already for starting pitching, which we haven't gotten reports on yet. We are getting good reports from Michael King. Again, it's a nerve thing.
Yeah.
You don't like nerves aren't just like magically fixed. These are things that are mostly pain tolerance, right? So it's going to be a pain tolerance thing for Michael King. I would not be shocked if they don't get Darvish back. I would be shocked if King doesn't come back. But if they don't get King back, yes, it's not sustainable. You can't be rolling Vandy Vasquez and Steven Kolek out there in a playoff game. I think both of them have done an exceptional job. And Burger, for that matter. I think all three of them have done an exceptional job in treading water for the Padres and putting their team, putting the Padres in a position to win night in and night out without having your top couple of starters. I mean, the Padres are missing their top three starters in rotation, arguably, right?
Yep.
No Musgrove for the entire year, even though he wants to come back in October. I think that's a mistake if he decides to do that.
Don't even think about it.
We understand Joe wants to do everything for his we know he's not holding out. But he doesn't need to come back until next year. I would rather have him fresh in 2026. So you're missing him for the season. You don't have Yu Darvish, you don't have Michael King right now. I mean, you got Cease and you got Pivetta. So yeah, you would need to add some pitching. 100%.
And Lynn more or less echoed exactly what you said. And he also put in the added caveat of if these starters can't go deep into games, which you take a look at what Vasquez did through 94 pitches, through 4 1/3. He was getting taken out last week at 64 pitches. Steven Kolek got yanked at 71. So that's putting extra work on the bullpen, which that's not sustainable either. They need their starters, one, to come back, and two, to pitch deeper into these games to take some of the stress off of Adam Suarez, Morejon, Estrada. That's not going to be sustainable either.
And we'll see what Matt Waldron's got. Now, he did well in Philly last year. Maybe the knuckleball plays tonight for the San Diego Padres. They're going to need Matt Waldron to have a deep outing against Philadelphia. A series in which both of us agree. You get a win out of it in Philly, you should be popping champagne because the Padres never do well in Philadelphia. We'll talk more about that when we come back on the Braden Surprenant Show. Plus, people are asking about my trip to San Clemente. I'll talk about that as well. Braden Surprenant Show rolls on for the next couple of segments. But first, let's see an update on traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
If we have a day, we should have a week. We need to have a week. We're off to a good start. Well,
I think the copyright claimers might say no, but you know,
it's all right. Well, on YouTube, everybody else driving around in their cars, getting to work. You only got to get through a couple of days. Friday's off. 4th of July on Friday. Do you have any 4th of July plans, Frank?
I do not. No, we are going to stay in. I know. I think we're making something.
We're making
dinner.
Something.
Oh, I don't remember.
We should probably eat. That's always a good thing.
Well, no, because our dinner plans have changed about 40 times already over the last couple of days for 4th of July. So I'm not sure what we're making something. Just what that something is still up in the air.
My, I think my 90-something-year-old grandmother's going to come over.
Enjoy the
fireworks. Yeah, good stuff. I don't know what I'm going to grill or smoke on the Traeger yet. But my day on usually the 4th of July starts with going to the Scripps Ranch parade that we've been going to for the last, I don't know how long. And then Padres baseball, I think it's like 3-something that day.
Not sure. They're.
I think it's like a 3. Yeah, they're at home. They played the Rangers on Friday.
I can't see it that small.
I think it's like 3:35 or something.
Yeah, 3:40.
3:40 start.
3:40 against the Rags.
Against the Texas Rangers. A lot of familiar faces in that dugout. Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Booney. Hitting coach for the Rangers now.
So I know one guest we probably won't, we probably shouldn't try to get on.
Who, Boone?
Yes.
So I'm sure let's get Boach on then.
I'm sure this time slot will be all over that.
Yeah, they've already been having him on. People ask how I went to the show over the weekend. We had passing league at Mission Viejo. The Dons did. We lost in the silver championship, but again, I don't really care about winning those things. It's more about developing. I thought we looked pretty good. It was really hot. It was hot up there. I underestimated how hot it would be at Mission Viejo High School. So I was not properly prepared. I wore a black light shirt, which didn't work out. It was super hot, but we ended at like 4 o'clock, and so I was like, instead of just rushing to get into traffic, I'm going to enjoy my favorite city in the United States, aside from San Diego. Then I went to San Clemente, and I did exactly what I said I was going to do. And that was to go to South Swell. And man, did that hit. I mean, it was a gorgeous day in San Clemente. Gorgeous day. In fact, I think I'm going to share it with you here. Frank's got to flip the screen off on the other stuff. But so I went to San Clemente. It was a gorgeous day. Around 5 o'clock. You can check out the gorgeous day that it was. Beautiful. Down by the pier. Walked around. Took some pictures. Went down to the beach, but then I also went to South Swell up there. People were asking about this place. It's a custom make ice cream bar place. I told people before. I got the sprinkles, got the Oreos, little peanut butter drizzle. That hit. Let me tell you, after a long hot day in the sun, in Mission Viejo, waiting for traffic to die down, consuming one of these babies at South Swell. Oh, that was great. I mean, talk about having a Saturday, Frank, huh? Talk about having a Saturday.
Yeah, it's not bad. Looks good, other than the peanut butter drizzle
other
on
than
that.
The toxic drizzle for you. So they had a lot. They had, look at these pictures. They have a lot of different things you can put on there. They had cereal that you could put on. Fruity Pebbles was one of the toppings. They had pretzels. They had, what else? They had cake bites. I think they had cheesecake bites, too, on
there.
There
you go.
And the other thing, too, like, the people in front of me got, like, a s'mores one.
Okay.
And they put this, like, marshmallow thing.
Yeah.
I mean, marshmallow is kind of a
Yeah,
thing.
Like the puff marshmallow. Like, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then the girl, like, working the... She pulls out a blowtorch and roasts the marshmallow on the side of the thing.
That's a
like,
thing.
That place. Huh? That place. I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was a great time in San Clemente after the passing league over the weekend. I remember how... I forget how dumb passing league is sometimes. I showed up and I was just like, oh... Here we go. It's the passing league. 7-on-7 stuff. It gets so irritating sometimes. I told some of the coaches, because some of the teams out there were just like arguing about the dumbest things. Like arguing about rules on certain things. And I'm like, if I ever complain about begging for rules or sacks or something like that in this activity that we're doing, somebody please punch me in the face.
You gotta get into mid-season form, man. If your mid-season form is being an ass, then you gotta start working it in, man.
One of the teams out there was just so ridiculous. I was just like, I was literally rubbing my face like this. Like, I can't believe this team is acting the way they're acting. Some Orange County team. It's an Orange County team. It's not even that good, right? That's the other thing too. It's like a lot of passing league's very much an equalizer because. There's no linemen involved. Like, linemen dictate how good teams are all the time. And so you're like, I'm just watching this team play, and they're beating us, and they're doing some good things, but they're doing a lot of things that you can't do in football. And I'm just like, okay, we're okay. It's fine. Getting super stoked like you won a Super Bowl after winning games in passing league is such eyewash. You know who I ran into, by the way?
Who did one run into?
I ran into... San Diego Charger legend who went to K-State, who is now coaching at Oaks Christian.
Plays in San Diego with the Chargers?
Played in San Diego with the Chargers. He also played for New Orleans for a little bit of time. He worked out at Fitness Quest 10. That's where I know him from. I've met him a couple of times. Darren Sproles is coaching at Oaks Christian.
There you go.
So Darren's walking off the field. I'm like looking at him. I'm like, this guy looks like Darren Sproles. I mean,
I know you.
And he's giving me this look like, I've seen this kid before, but I don't know where from. And so I introduced him. I'm like, hey, I'm Braden Sprint, whatever. And he was like, and I was like, I met you like a long time ago when I was a kid. We're going to fitness. Like, oh, yeah, that's right, from Fitness Quest. And so we kind of chat and stuff like that. But Darren Sproles is a great, great guy. Great guy, and it's cool that he's coaching high school football. I mean, think about all these former Charger players from San Diego now coaching high school football. Darren Sproles is coaching at Oaks Christian. We know Eric Weddle is coaching at Ranch Bernardo here in town. Phillip Rivers, who's not in town, is in Alabama, is coaching his son in Alabama at St. Michael's. I mean, it's pretty cool seeing all these guys coaching high school football. In their local communities. I didn't know Darren Sproles moved, but apparently he's coaching at Oaks Christian, or maybe he's got a kid there or something like that. I don't know. But it's pretty cool to see. And then here's the thing, that's where I'm feeling old now. Is like, and Drew Brees has helped out Santa Fe Christian. And of course there's other NFL players that have helped out other schools. I know for a long time, I don't know if they're still there. Antoine Applewhite and Ryan Matthews were coaching at El Cap. Nick Barnett coaches at Del. He's the head coach at Del Norte, but now it's like we're getting to a point where a lot of the kids that I coach, a couple of things, they're either the sons of the players I grew up watching as a kid, or they don't know about these guys in the NFL. They know them as so and so's dad. I had a kid a couple of years ago. He's now a senior on my team. He didn't know who Antonio Cromartie was. He knew his son. He's like, oh, you mean so-and-so's dad? And I'm like, you know he played in the National Football League, right? He's like, oh, he did? I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, of course he knew his son. He's got about 30 of them.
Well, his oldest plays at Modern Day. Modern Day Catholic down in Chula Vista.
My Modern Day.
Your Modern Day, yeah.
My area is Modern Day.
Speaking of Modern Day, we have now, Cathedral is going to play both Modern Days back to back. Modern Day Santa Ana will come to Cathedral to play a scrimmage before week one. Week one will be Cathedral versus Modern Day Chula Vista in what they're going to call the Charity Bowl, which used to be called the which was what Saints and Cathedral rivalry used to be called before the PPR changed the name because they didn't know what the name was. Yes, I will call it the PPR for that. I know a lot of people there. But it was always called the Charity Bowl, and then Paul Rudy changed it to the Holy Bowl, which nobody called it that, and now that's what it is. But we don't play that game anymore because Saints doesn't want to play Cathedral in football anymore, which is also equally lame and also embarrassing. But that's another topic for another day. I mean, it's got to be embarrassing to be a Saints alumni knowing that you're not playing Cathedral in football. That's embarrassing. Anyway, enough of that stuff. When we come back, we'll get you a quick preview of Padres and the city of, what did you call this? The city of what? I'm going to let you say it.
As a New Yorker, I say this with pride. The city of unbrotherly scum.
We'll get Frank's real thoughts about Philadelphia when we come back to finish up the Brayden Suprenant Show on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The fan. We've had a fun time hanging out with all of y'all today, filling in for Ben and Woods. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. And we love the fact that we get to enjoy our time with you. It's been a fun time so far on the Brayden Suprenant Show. We will be on for Ben and Woods for the rest of the week up until Thursday. Everybody's off for Friday for the 4th of July and the 4th of July holiday. When we are not filling in, we are usually on from 10 to 2, as it says on the graphic below you, if you're watching on YouTube. Gwynn and Chris are coming up next. I know, it's out of the usual. Everybody got bumped up a spot. Ben, Woods, Paul, all in Philadelphia on vacation, are going to watch the Padres try to take down the Phillies for the next couple of days. We're going to get you a preview on that. But I do want to mention, before we get to traffic, I do want to mention something. We were talking about a lot of these, you know, all of these players for the Chargers that I grew up watching, now coaching high school football, or have kids now that are old enough for me to coach at the high school level. And you look at that from a perspective of like, man, I feel old. But I also mentioned the fact that a lot of these kids that I coach have no idea who these players are. Like, people always throw that out there on West Coast kids and why they're not going to USC anymore as compared to other teams. And my response every time was, when USC was dominating for most of the time, none of these kids that are in high school, at least for the last couple of years, were even alive. These kids were not alive to see Reggie Bush play at USC. So, like, USC to them is just the USC that has been mediocre for the last half decade. This happened literally at the same time I was talking about on air. It's so funny. So I work out at Fitness Quest 10, and they have a lot, like, their biggest athletes that they had there for a long time were LaDainian Tomlinson and Drew Brees. Darren Sproles used to work out there. That's why, you know, I mentioned him before. There's been a lot of great athletes to work out at Fitness Quest 10. Right now, Brett Rippon, who we've had on our show, on the Braden Surprenant show, works out there. Jordan Love, when he's in town, because his fiance plays for the Mojo, he works out there. And you look at some of the other players that they've had. I mean, they had, you know, Rashid Shaheed, San Diego product. He's working out there right now. But Drew Brees still works out there because he lives here in San Diego. Today, Ohio State quarterback Julian Sain, who came from Carlsbad, went to Carlsbad High School, is working out there today with, I think, Brett Rippon and Drew Brees and some of those guys. So this is what happened today. So Julian Sain's there. He plays at Ohio State with the Carlsbad High School. Drew Brees is there, Brett Rippon, all that stuff. They're doing a kids camp, right? Like, you do summer camps all the time. A lot of kids are signed up for summer camps right now. I think a lot of you might have just dropped your kid off at a summer camp, out of summer camp on your way to work. And so Fitness Quest 10 does a summer camp too. And there's a kid there today. He walks in with a Texas Longhorn shirt on. The kid, he's got to be like 12 years old. He immediately notices Julian Sain. He knows who Julian Sain is. Julian Sain he's played a couple of snaps, not too many snaps at Ohio State. Knows who Julian Sain is. Has no flipping clue who Drew Brees is. So funny. Kids like asking him for an autograph and everything like that. Hey, Julian, want to sign my shirt? Can I take a picture with you? You want your picture taken with Drew Brees? I don't know who that is. What? Excuse me? Crazy. It's crazy. Sometimes I have to like ask a lot of the players that, you know, I don't even think it's Gen Z anymore. Is it Gen Alpha? I don't even know. But some of the kids that I coach now, like, they don't, you know, they play football. They don't really watch the game. I like almost have to make them watch football. Go watch some of the old highlights, man. One of our kids that plays linebacker was doing a football drill and a pursuit drill. He was the rabbit in the pursuit drill for a thing. So they called him Toby Gearhart. He's like, who's that? I'm like, look him up, dude. Just look him up. Just look him up.
Should be a prerequisite to play some of these sports is that you know some of the people that used to play said sport.
The funny thing is, though, it's like that kid that I mentioned, his dad played in the NFL for 10, 12 years. He's the son of an NFL player. I was like, look up Toby Gearhart. I know he didn't play in the NFL, but whatever. It's just like, hey, come on. Know some sort of the history, please. Know some sort of the history. I know the history about Padres and Phillies. It doesn't look good for the Padres. We're going to break down Game 1 and preview the series a little bit, but first, let's take a look at traffic. Braden Surprenant, Frank Marchese filling in for Bennett Woods for the rest of the week. They are in Philadelphia for Padres and Phillies. The Phillies, according to Adam Paul in the chat, now I do believe Adam Paul in the chat, he is a almanac. Phillies are 152-109 all-time against the Padres at home. I totally believe it. I can't remember a time that the Padres went into Philly and did well. I don't think if they've ever done well there. And I don't care how bad the Phillies have been playing. I don't care that the Pirates swept the Phillies a couple of weeks ago. I've never seen the Padres do well in Philadelphia. But there's somebody that might hate Philadelphia even more than us. And that is Mr. Met himself, Frank Marchese. What did you call Philly? And he wrote it on a sheet. Padres head to the city of what?
Unbrotherly scum.
Unbrotherly scum. Have you ever been to Philadelphia?
No, and I don't plan on wasting my time. Much in the same way I don't like wasting my time in New Jersey.
Anti-New Jersey now, too.
Well, anyone who's ever been to New Jersey is anti-New Jersey.
There's some nicer parts of New Jersey that actually look like the Garden State.
I'm sure it's in somebody's garden, too.
We like Joe in New Jersey.
We do like Joe in New Jersey.
Joe in New Jersey is probably going to the Phillies-Padres games.
He needs to call
I hope he raises some hell in the stands with the Philly fans.
Well, if he wants to get out alive, I don't know.
He will. He does it with the Yankees fans.
Okay. Yankee fans never booed Santa Claus.
They never had the opportunity. I'll take Joe in New Jersey wearing a Tony Gwynn jersey in any stadium to get out of there alive.
Brandon, we're not taking your calls next week. Sorry, but...
Oh, man.
You just did.
That's a foul, dude. That's an unnecessary foul.
He draws the foul.
That is called... Chat, just so you know, your fouls are accumulative, so it's not like one person gets a foul, because we'd never keep up with that. Chat's on two fouls today.
Chat's got two fouls. Then we shoot free throws. How many? You got three personal, which means we got four,
I got two.
Four team fouls?
I got two.
Do you have two?
I do have two.
I thought we gave you a third.
No, like I said, the middle one, because I've hit that thing five times. Two for fouls on me, two for fouls on there, and two for fouls on the chat, and then one in the middle.
Foul
because you wanted to hear it again.
Chat's got two fouls. I think the chat's going to send Brandon to the bench a little bit.
Does fouling out turn the comments off?
It might, Brandon.
I hope so.
If you foul out in the chat, if you are the one that commits the fifth foul, you get banned.
Sushi Sam in the chat. Let me make three real quick.
Oh, no, let's not do it. Sam can get under her skin sometimes. Just bang, hit the foul. You don't want to be the guy that makes the fifth foul. Otherwise, you're in some serious trouble. So if you guys got four fouls as a chat, you got to be extra cautious in there. Otherwise, just bang, out of here. All right, let's go back to the city of unbrotherly scum.
Really quick, if chat fouls out, we got to get the AT&T commercial back.
Oh, maybe that's it.
If chat fouls out, they get the AT&T commercial.
They have to listen to it. That's good. That's great.
Back to the city.
Brandon's getting crushed right now in the chats. Poor guy. He's got quick two fouls. Let's move on. All right, back to the city of unbrotherly scum. Have Ben and Woods consumed a cheesesteak yet?
I don't know.
Have they been posting that? I saw that they went to the Liberty Bell.
I heard they had an insider. Have you heard about this? Have you read about this?
No.
So apparently the rumor is that the best cheesesteaks are not like in the touristy spots or not even in like the secret areas of Philadelphia, like the local areas of Philadelphia.
This is breaking news to you?
It's apparently in the visiting clubhouse.
I heard that was actually some of the best.
Yes. So allegedly Ben and Woods have a mole that will get them clubhouse cheesesteaks.
I mean, was it like Tyler Wade or something like that?
No, I have no idea. They would not say who did it. They would not say who agreed.
Are they going to try to take down the record? What is the record?
I don't know. It's probably something that Joey Chestnut has, to be honest.
No, the clubhouse record.
Oh, the clubhouse record?
Yeah, I think it's like the Rockies like strength conditioning coach had like 24 of those or something like
Good
that.
Good night, Irene.
That's during the whole series, though. Like, you have to do it during a four-game series.
It's only three.
Phillies, yeah, so you can't cheesesteak record. I'm pretty sure the Rockies, like, whatever. Philly cheesesteak record for one person during a single series at Citizens Bank Park is 25 cheesesteaks.
Good night, Irene.
Rockies physical performance coach Mike Jasperson during a four-game series. He ate these over the course of 96 hours, setting a new record. The previous record was 23 cheesesteaks.
Boy, what a physical coach, huh?
But the thing is, it's like you have to be like the strength coach. That's a guy that probably already consumes a lot of calories. That's a guy that can be eating them during the time frame. There's certain time frames you can eat the cheesesteaks. Like, you can't eat them during the game. They're like before and after, like certain times where he could like down a lot of them, and it has to be like a four-game series. How many cheesesteaks? Well, you couldn't take down a lot anymore.
No, I could not.
Let's say in your heyday, how many cheesesteaks? Like when you were the
depends on how big are they.
They're like normal sized cheesesteaks. You've never been to Philly, but
no,
they're like they're a sick. Big. Yeah, like okay. Have you ever been to Gaglione Brothers?
Yeah. All right.
It's like a normal size gag, like a 12-inch Gaglione Brothers cheesesteak. How many of those do you think you could take down in a three-game series?
In a three-game series? Not 25, I'll tell you that.
Well, I know that. You would be the record
I would say
setter.
Probably six or seven, honestly.
Without getting sick of eating a cheesesteak?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Six or seven in 3 days?
Yeah, you know, it's two a day. Plus an extra
like,
one. It's one for lunch, one for dinner.
You could have two. Like, I could probably down two if I wanted to in a lunch, right?
Okay.
Again, if I'm not playing and I don't have to run around with cheesesteaks in my system, I think I could probably get nine close to 10 in a three-game series. I think I could do two before the game, one after, two before, one after. Two and two on the last day. Just eating the cheesesteaks, though. I'm not eating anything on the side. Just eating the cheesesteaks. I think I could get 10.
That's, yeah, not bad.
I still don't think it's very good, but
no.
It's not. I mean, that'd be not the worst. Are we usually supposed to be starting our show at this time?
Yeah.
What are we going to do the rest of the day? We'll tell you when we come back tomorrow at 6 in the morning. For Frank Marchese, I'm Braden Soprenant. Gwen and Chris coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan. Goodbye. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, @BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at @B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.